So it's the 31st of October 2012, and my name's Ollie Taylor, and I'm here at Gloucestershire Archives with Jeff and Mary Hobbs, who have very kindly come in with a wealth of Fielding and Platt material, which documents a huge family connection with the firm over a huge number of years. And first of all today, we've got a family tree that Jeff has drafted, which shows a number of different family members and generations who had an association with the company. So, Jeff, could I just get? Could we just start by just getting you to talk about this family tree, and could you just say talk a little about a bit about the people on it and how they were related to Fielding and Platt, please?
Well, my name is Geoffrey Hobbs. I didn't actually ever work for Fielding and Platt, although my brother did. But it just so happens that we have 10 members of our respective families, which I'll come back to in a moment, who have had an association with Fielding and Platt at some time over the best part of the last 80 years. My father, John Hobbs, or Jack Hobbs as he was always known, actually worked for the firm for 50 years, from 1924 to 1974. His elder brother, Reginald, was apprenticed to Fielding and Platt, we think in 1917, and he worked there until about 1930, later went on to work for Gloucester Aircraft Company and other associated companies. John, Jack, that is, and Reginald were two of three brothers, and their father was Charles Hobbs. He originated in Frampton-on-Severn and was apprenticed as a blacksmith. He worked for the Great Western Railway Works at Swindon Works for a while and came to Gloucester sometime around 1895 when he worked for Fielding and Platt in the smith's shop, probably until around 1902 or 3, when he actually had rheumatic fever and had to be invalided out, so to speak, and later on became a school caretaker. Now, Jack Hobbs, my father, married a lady called Alice Scattergood, and her father was Fred Scattergood, and he worked for Fielding and Platt from about 1898 until certainly 1945 or 6. He was an engineer. He had been apprenticed to a firm called the Airedale Foundry in Leeds back in the about the 1880s, and had been at various other establishments before he came to Gloucester. But he seemed to settle down in the pipe shop in Fielding's, certainly in the period that I knew him. His eldest son, Frederick Scattergood, who was an electrician by trade, came to work for Fielding's, I think probably with some assistance from my dad, from a period of about 1955 to 1966, and he was employed, I know, quite extensively on electrical maintenance work throughout the works. If we go back along that line of family, Fred Scattergood, my grandfather, had married a lady called Rosina Sly in about 1900. Her father, George Sly, also was worked at Fielding's, probably from something around 1870 until around 1900. He was a smith by trade. In fact, he was actually shown on his census details as a nail maker, but he seemed to work somewhere in the Fielding establishment, though I have no real details of what sort of work he was involved with. Now, if I go forward, I mentioned that my brother, Malcolm, he actually did a sandwich diploma with Fielding's from about 1961 to 1965, later went on to go off into other engineering avenues, and he actually will probably be able to supplement this interview, because he actually was on the spot, so to speak, where I only have most things at second hand. I married a nice lady called Mary Wellstead in 1956. She actually worked for Fielding and Platt for a short time just before we were married, 1955-56. I think later on she will be describing a little bit of her recollections of those days. But interestingly enough, both her father and her uncle both worked for Fielding's in earlier times. Both her father, Hubert Wellstead, and her uncle, who was Sidney George Wellstead, served apprenticeships with Fielding's. The best dates that we have at the moment are Sidney George from about 1894 to 1930, and Mary's dad, Hubert, from about 1903 to 1920. Both of them were engineers and led. Later, both ended up for Sisson's in Gloucester, where they finished their engineering careers. So I hope that gives some basic description of our family involvement with Fielding and Platt, or F&P as it used to be known in our house.
Thank you very much. It certainly does give a great background, and many other people have known it as F&P as well. That's great.